Time now for your letters. We received a few about our story on Brazil's economic rise. The country is fast becoming a global power, but just 20 years ago, it had an 80% inflation rate.
Well, Janet Frioff of Saratoga Springs, New York, writes, "My husband and I are raising a 10-year-old son and value our time around the dinner table to reconnect as a family. Sadly, it's not often the day's news is appropriate as a platform for discussion. However, today's Planet Money story on how fake money saved Brazil sparked a lively retelling and subsequent history lesson on the culture of currency. It was a powerful way to illustrate to a fifth grader the power of creative thinking."
Yesterday, I talked with Katerina Fake, co-founder of Flickr and chief product officer of the website Hunch.com. The site recommends products based on your interests. And during the interview, I mentioned that Netflix didn't quite understand my interests. This is what I said. "After watching and liking Garden State a great deal, we got the message, if you like that movie, you'll like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle." And somewhere in the first half hour of this movie, I realized that someone had assumed I liked movies about doper teenagers in New Jersey.
Well, Robert, Lori Pierce from Evanston, Illinois, sent you this bit of advice, and I'm quoting.
Yeah, I'm waiting, yep.
"Dude, it's just a recommendation. You don't have to watch it. And for the record, I'm a baby boomer, and I liked them both."
It was a bad recommendation. And Leslie Murphy from Mount Airy, Maryland, wrote this. "I usually laugh at the suggestions that pop up. And yes, Harold and Kumar is one title that comes up repeatedly, because while I may not always know what I want to see, I usually know what I don't want to see."
Well, finally, we heard about Howlin' Wolf on yesterday's program, and that story sent Lionel Foster of Baltimore to his keyboard. He writes, "Once or twice a year, I hear something on my car radio that cuts through rush hour traffic, my mental to-do lists, and everything I thought I knew about a subject so forcefully it could just knock me off the road. John Burnett's piece on bluesman Chester Arthur Burnett, a.k.a. Howlin' Wolf, might have put my current low insurance rate in jeopardy." He writes, "I was not prepared for the depth and raw power of his voice, and I'd like to thank you for the experience, despite the lack of any necessary warnings."
Well, we're warning you, Mr. Foster. Start flashing and pull over to the side. Here comes some more Howlin' Wolf. Thanks for all your comments. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR News.